Today, four World War II veterans shared their stories of that war with students in a special topics class at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg campus. Gary Mormino is the co-director of the Florida Studies program at USF and the professor of the class that invited the four World War II veterans. One, William Emerson, wore a flight jacket and told the students about his reaction to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941.
I had a date with a girl in High Springs, and we were parked out in the woods listening to the radio. It came across that the Japs had bombed Pearl Harbor. So, I mean, it's amazing what your mind will do. I took her home so fast and rushed home to get my roommate, who hadn't heard it yet. And we went down and slept on the steps of the post office in Gainesville all night so we could enlist the next morning. They took us, but they had no place to put that many men overnight, so they said, go back and finish this semester.
Eugene Williams was born in St. Petersburg in 1924 and was a student at the University of Florida at the time of the attack on Pearl Harbor. He was drafted in February of 1943 and served in Europe.
Thereafter, we got orders to go to Okinawa to prepare for the invasion of Japan, so we had to go by convoy down to Marseille and got on a troop ship, another ship that had already taken all of our equipment and bulldozers and all that equipment ahead of us to the Panama Canal. And as we were passing the Rock of Gibraltar into the Atlantic, they dropped the first atom bomb and then the second bomb. Japan finally agreed to surrender and end the war. So fortunately, the morale was pretty low for a while on board our ship until they announced that we were headed for New York.
John Clement joined the Marine Corps when he was a student at Yale University. He was injured on Iwo Jima. While recovering from those wounds on a Long Island, New York Naval Hospital, he got orders that he would go back to the Pacific on August 5, 1945. His mother-in-law was first cousin of Secretary of War Henry Stimson. Clement had tea with them on the Sunday before the U.S. dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan.
Here is the Secretary of War. This is the horse's mouth. Well, we asked a lot of questions. Finally, he said, John, when do you think you'll go overseas again? I said, well, sir, I'll be in the West Coast in about 5 or 6 days, and probably within 2 or 3 weeks, I'll be aboard a plane or a ship back out to the Pacific. He said, before you go overseas, the war will be over. Now, that's a bombshell. Before you go overseas, the war will be over. Of course, why? He would smile. But the next day, they dropped the atomic bomb. He knew it was coming, and he predicted the war's end. That was on Monday. On Wednesday, they dropped the bomb on Nagasaki. On Friday, Russia came into the war. I spent VJ night on Market Street in San Francisco within 2 weeks' time.
Gus Stavros was a high school senior in 1941. He was injured near the village of Nenning, Germany, while serving under General George Patton. Years later, Stavros took his family back to Nenning.
Within 10 minutes, everybody was out of their homes. They were coming up and hugging me, shaking hands with me, welcoming me. This was the enemy? Not really. So let's, you know, talk about war. These were friends, these were people, just like we were, so we are, and unfortunately, they had a crazy man who was leading them and who wanted to conquer the world. So I can understand World War II. I don't understand Vietnam. I don't understand Iraq. I don't understand some of these things, but I guess it's beyond me.
John Clement said that one of the differences between World War II and the wars of today are that these days Americans are not asked to give anything up during wartime.
It was this great countrywide sacrifice. Your gasoline ration was 3 gallons per week. You had to have coupons to get butter. There was a sense of sacrifice. They were selling the war bonds. That's missing, and that's a terrible thing that we miss. This current mess we're in now, the worst mistake besides going to war was discharging 400,000 military-age young men who became the people who are shooting at us now. But there's been no sacrifice asked of the American people.
Chase Bodden is a senior at USF St. Pete, majoring in history and minoring in anthropology. He said it was amazing to hear the perspective of World War II veterans after studying the war all semester.
It's kind of different terms, the war now, than it is back then. I can see that they want to instill patriotism throughout the country, and they still believe in serving your country and not necessarily believe in the reason why they're there, but they still support the troops. For me, I don't know necessarily if it changes my opinion on what's happening now, but it's interesting to hear someone who served and worked as hard as they did for our country and hear their perspective on the whole situation.
Monica Rowland is a program coordinator with the Florida Humanities Council. She said reading about history is one thing, but it is important to see the real face behind the history. Rowland was impressed that the veterans tied their World War II experience to current wars.
I found that very interesting, actually. I haven't heard that many World War II veterans speak publicly about their opinions on the Iraq War. And it seemed to me there was pretty general consensus on that we're in a mess over there. And I thought that was really interesting to hear men that were obviously so proud of their participation in the in World War II speak out really against the war. And, you know, obviously there's differing opinions on how involved we should be.
For more information about USF St. Petersburg or the Florida Studies program, you can find links on our news archive at WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.